CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot, and perhaps sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, names. Jug just disappeared.
Where are you going?
Just fell in the chair. Wow.
You're already a tiny little
quick.
Guy. You just dropped into the floor. <Do-do-do-do-do-do-do>. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Look at that. Double teaming the stupid.
They deserve it.
Yeah, what you get. We are live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, YouTube at The Rise Guys, and it will be live on, or won't be live, but shortly hereafter be on all the other socials at The Rise Guys.
A little tape delayed.
Please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hey, Zach. It just popped up.
I know. I love that. I wish
Zach's
we could figure out a way to do both. Do both of those. He's going to Bristol.
I am too.
Well, no crap. But he's taking his kid.
He is.
Oh, you should get him some hot passes.
Oh, you can't bring the kids in the hot pad in the pit.
That's true.
Oh, dang it!
At Bristol,
They'll put them to work if you do.
Damn Tennesseans! You don't have to pay taxes, but your kids can't come in the pits.
Can't do it.
Woo. All right.
Make a sprint.
Jug, you've done this before, and actually
I have, and I like it.
I messaged you last night. I said, do you want me to send you the script so you can read it over ahead of time? And you're like, I would love that.
I do. You know, prepare. Because usually I just show up, and it's like, bam, here you go.
We just hand it to you.
And then I'm like trying to figure out where I got to read. So I went ahead and marked. I felt like I had a little homework to do, and I did it.
Well, good.
And here we are.
Here we go. Scene number one.
Man. Oh.
Wait, I gotta announce the cast. He's.
I'm so excited.
He's waiting for the
jumping the gun.
The curtain has to rise first.
This will be a good one.
Playing the role of Big Mike Robinson will be Jug. Playing the role of Mike Lumpkin is Matt Man. Playing the role of Myrtle Waves is Fat Boy.
That's a good one.
And playing the role of the Paige account of Mama's Country Kitchen is Paige. And
action.
Man, I have no insurance. Sucks balls.
I know that's right.
Truth, man. How you been doing, Mike Lumpkin?
Man, you know, stay busy, meeting in different cities, counties, Zoom meetings, FaceTiming, planning strategies, money tall like Jordan.
You broke too?
Man. Man, I am. It's hard out here, man. I can't afford no groceries. I can't afford new shirts. My baby sister need new shoes. You sick, though?
I was going to ask the same thing, Mike Lumpkin, but I know how big Mike Robinson is. He keeps spit on the DL.
You know, Myrtle Waves, he is very private, LOL. Also, did you mean to say spit?
Yes, I don't curse.
Since when? Ha ha ha. Nah, I'm sick. Been having chills. My feet cold. My breath stinks. My armpit hair falling out.
Good Lord, fool. You still taste testing food for the government?
If I was, I'd have insurance, you old bat.
I know you didn't.
I did, and I'm sorry. I just don't feel good, and I'm also tired of throwing up blood.
Or throw up the crip, then.
I don't understand.
He making gang sign jokes. Crips, throwing up blood.
I had blood on my stool one time.
Gross, Myrtle.
What, no big deal. I use sanitized whips.
The hell?
Yeah, I had a pair of scissors in my back pocket. When I sat down on the bar stool, stabbed myself right in the butthole.
Oh. Hey, Big Mike Robinson, you probably sick from eating at Mama's Country Kitchen.
Mike Lumpkin, you fool.
What?
You actually tagged Mama's Country Kitchen.
Oh, crap. Let me untag them.
Too late.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama's Country Kitchen.
No, I read what you wrote.
Mama's Country Kitchen, he was just making a joke because he knows I eat there like 4 days a week.
You promise?
Yes, we do. I loved your cream curd, your pork chaps, your banana pudding is insane.
What?
Banana pudding. He meant banana pudding.
It's okay. We good. Go share my daily specials. Your story.
Okay.
Okay. Myrtle Waves, you still on here?
Yeah, what up, mamas?
I once thought I had a sitting on a pair of scissors, too.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I had ate some expired pickled eggs.
Insane.
Oh, God. That one is great.
Oh, that hurts.
I don't know what you're...
I once thought I'd set it on a pair of scissors, too. God.
Oh, I don't know what fallen armpit hair feels like. That's probably not good.
With it falling out, I think you've got some kind of angina.
Is that what it is?
Right?
Is that like an alopecia?
I don't know.
Or alopecia, not angina.
Whatever Chris Rock got slapped for.
Yes. He's got, Chris Rock has it?
No, whatever he got slapped for.
My grandma had acute angina. Oh, it's not funny.
How do you know?
Yeah, that's serious.
Yeah,
that's a serious thing.
And you laughed.
Is this serious? Angina is a real.
Yeah.
It's really?
She had a cute one.
I'm about to look.
You're laughing.
It's bad
boy. Is that real?
I mean, it's real.
I don't know if they're doing a bit.
Nanny, I'm sorry. He's a good race car driver and a good old country boy, but he don't get it.
Yeah, I don't. I'm about to look. I'm about to Google this.
Paige, your performance as Mama's Country Kitchen was amazing. Oh, hold on. Let me say, I'd like to work in some. What's up, Carolina Redbird? What's up, Coach? What's up, Triple D?
Triple D.
Triple D.
Zinni, Lady Marine.
I love Zinni.
Ricky Hardenwall. Ricky Hardenwall loves tires.
Burning Rubber's cheating me out of his NASCAR pool, but whatever.
Uh-oh.
Fat boy, you need some glasses to fit in as well, according to
Oh, that would be cool. Drivers. That's a good idea.
I don't have any.
Damn right, stud.
I got some more driven sunglasses pair. I can give you.
I need like a monocle or...
Monocle
something.
Would be cool.
I can give you some glasses.
Oh, you got like racing shields?
No, like I'll give you. I got some shields.
What?
I could give y'all some. Dang it. Some new shields.
I'll have to do it next time.
Like, yeah. Is that a sponsor?
No.
Wow. Right. You're just giving things away?
Sure.
It's nice like that.
I like to bring goodies to you.
You know,
guys.
I will say, he brought me an orange juice, and look at this collector's item. It says Jeremy Clements on it from when he ordered it at the.
You should save that. That's a souvenir.
It's a memento.
It is.
Oh, what's up, Clay Thompson?
Hey, Clay.
The ball player?
Hope so.
Scene two. Playing the role of little baby Richard is Fat Boy.
Not really.
Playing the role of Runt. Ruby Jug. Playing the role of Rich with a T is Matt Mann. And playing the role, is it Donna Dukied?
Donna Dukied.
This is a good name.
Donna Dukied is Paige. And action.
Attention, Rich. I'm talking to you, damn it.
Who?
Rich. Or should I say, Rich the bitch. That's who I'm talking to.
Oh, damn. What'd he do now?
He knows what the hell he did.
Well, I'm nosy as hell, so tell me anyway what happened.
All right, well, damn Donna's been upset, crying off and on all day. Well, Rich the bitch knows exactly why, too.
You're going to beat his ass real good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to beat him like a damn third leg at a rest area bathroom when I get a hold of him.
Damn, that sounds disgusting. Angry and hot all at the same time.
Somebody find me Rich the damn bitch now, please.
Hang on. I'll tag him.
Well, I'm so damn mad right now. I could spit fire out of my ass. Rich the bitch, you about to be laying in a ditch.
Oh, baby, thanks. But I promise, I'm over it now.
I don't care. I'm not going to be happy till Rich is the bitches is getting stitches.
Lord, don't go starting a fight.
Yeah, really. You don't want to get locked up. He must have done something really bad to set you off.
I'll say this. Nobody's going to hog call my old lady while she's laid out in the yard and get away with it. Nobody.
Damn, really? Why? She ain't that big. I mean, I used to be a lot bigger.
I know. She used to be big as hell, but now she's slimming down.
Damn, babe. I appreciate you noticing.
Yeah. You know what else I noticed? Rich, the dumbass son of a bitch, riding by 7 or 8 times, hollering out the window like he's calling a damn hog.
Yeah, I might not want to whoop his ass over that, but it'd be funny if it happened to somebody else.
Look, I ain't disagreeing. But nobody's going to insinuate that my wife is some stupid, fat-ass, lard bitch woman laying in the yard and get away with it.
I heard it. I doubt old Rich is going to comment on this post, though.
No, I'll comment.
Uh-oh.
I'm not scared. I'm not puss. Besides, I was just kidding around. Like y'all said, Donna's not even that fat anymore. I thought you all would think it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny in a way to think some dude hanging out the window making hog noises and whatnot.
Yeah, whatevs. I got a damn hog he can call. How about that?
Dude, seriously? You've been pretty homeretic a little too much in this post. What the hell?
You can't read. Whatever. How about if you ain't on my side, get the blank out of my comments. And Rich the bitch, you're going to get treated like a prison snitch.
Now that was a nice rhyme right there.
Y'all, for real, I was real big for a long time, and I guess I'm still sensitive about it. But I forgive you, Rich. I promise. It's just I had fat flashbacks when you drive by making pig noises.
Well, I didn't apologize, but, you know, I knew you'd get over it. Hell, it's just a little ribbing, yeah?
Damn, dude. You doubled down, I guess.
Rich the bitch, you are a disrespectful F-head. You dumb, damn F-head. You can get F'd. By the time I get done with your ass, you'll wish you were dead.
What are you going to do it?
Beat it, damn it. I'm going to beat it.
Dude, you're threatening me on Facebook? Real smart, huh? Coming on here trying to sound like a fat-ass white to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. I got you, damn Ali, right here. I'm going to show you real quick when I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. I'm going to whip you so bad you're going to bleed when you pee.
Ah! Oh. Whatever. Why don't you log off and go feed your fat-ass wife? And maybe I'll come back and help you hose her off. End scene. God bless America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
But around the holidays and stuff, I think this should be your walkout music. Wonder Boy World.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that could work.
Do we know anybody that does a good Louis Armstrong impression?
Bad boy.
Not good. Can you do it?
Oh, that'd be tough to do.
Ray Thompson, too.
Ray Thompson, too.
There's Titan.
And
Mother
Sweetie.
And Sweetie.
Mama, too.
We're going to Disney World as a family. Y'all do take some. By the way, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Let's welcome him.
Yeah, boys.
Let's go.
We're live streaming this, by the way. It'll be on all the social media later, but right now live on YouTube at The Rise Guys.
Planet Facebook.
Planet at 933 The Planet.
Yes, sir.
And you'll see it. I text you a month or two ago. This is actually what started the ball a rolling. Because Fatboy had heard, and this is something I've already asked you, but we're doing that thing where I'm not going to insult the audience and act like we haven't had this conversation. Fatboy had heard through various grapevines and whatnot, rumor mills, that Simpsonville, South Carolina was the home of swingers now.
Yeah.
And I text you and I said,
that's a big word.
Are you a swinger? And you're like, what? And I was like, well, Fatboy said all swingers, or that's a central area. I said, do you know any swingers? You're like, no, I don't. So, I mean, on the real, though, do you know anything?
I don't think so. If I do, then they are very good at hiding it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whether you're like, yeah, stuff you got to look for. Like,
what you should do is just start driving around neighborhoods. Now, isn't there like a sign people put out in there like a pumpkin or something they put out in the front?
They do the upside down pineapple.
That's it.
But that's for... That's swinging.
It. Yeah, that's it.
So sure. It's the little yard decoration. But you're like, oh, sorry, I flipped your pineapple. It flipped over for your neighbors. Like, oh, your pineapple flipped over. Like, put it back. We're swingers.
That's what it was, a grocery store thing, right? That's where people say it started.
In the cart.
Yeah,
they would put it upside down so the other families would know, hey, they're in the swingers.
I know a lot of people in Simpsonville, but I just don't know if they're swingers or not.
Right.
If they're listening, just come and say hey. So at least I know I could say I know some swingers.
You could be confidential.
You just want to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not to, you want to be able to thicken out your portfolio of friends.
Right, right. Of friends.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I don't know any swingers either that I know. But then again, maybe I do and just don't know it. Because it's those things where, like, you know, some of the people, you know, like on these various, that's Fat Boys.
Yeah, let me turn that off, man.
It's the dramatic sound from Law and Order or whatever it is. Do you, let me try to think of how I'm going to put this right here without it.
Hit me with it, man. Just hit me with it.
Okay, so certain, you know, okay, I'll just be quite frank here, like with the Diddy parties and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Those things right now, I feel as though, like, you don't want to, not you, but if you're a big name person, you're probably apprehensive of going to a big name party now.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, because you never know.
Yeah.
You don't
even be photographed even walking in because, like, there's the one NBA player that's being rumored that walked in and saw some stuff, but left, but just didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of those superstars that just don't talk about what they saw. I don't know if it's because nobody would ever believe them, or right. if they saw it, they don't want to be associated with it.
Yeah. Or they'll be blacklisted
from being worked with.
You know, if it's sex yeah. or drugs, you don't want to be a part of that.
Well, there was a few of those, right, that just kind of got shunted in Hollywood because they came out early and nobody just believed them. They were known as the crazy.
Oh, yeah. Cat Williams, it's all true. For years, people thought he was off the rocker, and now, like, it's like he was writing some kind of prophecy. Like, yeah. he was telling, you know, people yeah. for years, like, man, you're crazy. Bill Cosby? No way!
True.
I mean, what if it's completely innocent and all that stuff happens at this big mansion, and you're out at the pool or in one room, and all that stuff is going on in another room, and you keep going back to all these parties, and you're drawn into it, man. And you have no idea that the perversion is upstairs.
Or you're being videotaped.
Yes, like that'd be the worst thing.
Let me throw a name. I'm not going to say the name that I was going to say, but let's, because I don't want to get you in trouble with work. But let's just say another fighter says, hey, Wonder Boy, I'm having a party. I want you to come over to my mansion. You have to wear all white to come in.
No, dude. If they're doing that, right? Just by with that right there, it's like, nah.
Theme parties coming. Are like the pimps and hoes parties, they're done for already. But now, like,
I've learned real early not to really hang out with a lot of people that you know, they always say never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be disappointed.
Oh, yeah. So I've met people like that before.
You know what I mean? Where they're, oh, you know, we're going out. We're going to have a good time. I'm mm-hmm. just like.
But you don't have that reputation of, like, hanging out, right?
No,
like,
I don't. Yeah. I really don't. But that's one of the reasons why I don't.
And rudeness.
Most people would be like, oh, this would be so cool. And especially if it's like exclusive, and there's only a few people going to be there, I'm just like,
it's like in Playboy when you would flip the first couple of pictures to see who was at the parties,
right?
To see, like, oh wow, Bill Maher is there again.
Of course,
it's Drew Carey.
Back in the day, it was the dude from Limp Bizkit who was at all of them.
Yeah,
oh, Fred
was always there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But then now you even hear about some of the stuff there, and you're like, gosh, did these people see that and they didn't know anything? So it's best to just stay at home.
Just stay at home.
Well, I mean,
if you're having a party and there's someone on the list you have to invite, but you don't want them to show up, tell them there's going to be cameras everywhere and you have to wear all white.
Uh-huh. Right.
Then they won't come.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way to go.
Has there been, like, an official stance on that since the merger? Like,
oh, yeah, TKO. Yeah, congratulations. Like, you're, like, all WWE and everything.
With WWE. Dude, everybody keeps asking me, dude, are you going to be on WWE?
They're doing that now.
I want to. I think it would be a sick crossover for, you know, to go off the top rope at some time. You know?
Like, for real? Like, if they, you would.
I 100% would.
My God.
It would be fun. It'd be awesome.
Could they have crossover fights? That'd be a lot to do for a wrestler, right?
It would be very difficult. Well, for a lot of guys to go from UFC into WWE, right. Because, number one, not all of them are actors. Number two, not all of them are crazy athletes like WWE wrestlers.
Right.
Some of the stuff that those guys do, probably 99.9% of the UFC fighters couldn't do it.
For sure.
Like, off the top rope flips, you know, the crazy stuff that they do.
Very
and vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, you it's have a completely to learn. Different
well, sport. In wrestling, if you hurt. Like in UFC, if you have a guy in a rear naked choke or whatever, you're to some people it would be boring, but you're laying there and you're trying to get over each other. In professional wrestling, people would start booing that.
Really?
They want to see like the flips and all
exactly.
that now.
That's
so
what I'm
fast
saying.
Moving. But the opposite going into that, what would Wonder Ray say? What would Ray Thompson say? Hey, Dad, Paul Levesque called me today. He's known as Triple H. He says he want me to come in at WrestleMania to take on Logan Paul. What would Ray say?
He would say, go for it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think he'd be into it.
So did you play high school sports?
No, I didn't play any. They wanted me to. I remember I ended up choking this kid out.
Where'd you go?
In the gym. I'm not going to give any names.
But what high school?
It was Hillcrest.
Okay.
Hillcrest High.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And then my wrestling coach at the time, Coach Kreiner, his son is like a professional skateboarder out of California. He's like huge.
Oh, wow.
But he was the wrestling coach at the time, and he saw the whole thing happen because I was like slapboxing this guy, and I guess he got mad at me and swung on me, and I ended up taking him down and choking him out. And then
is slapboxing the same thing Dana's
it's just
federation
like, yeah,
thing?
Yeah, it's just okay. a little slapping.
Yeah.
It's not like the new slap.
I don't
that
like
sounds like that hurts.
I can't watch it.
I don't like watching
it. He makes more money. UFC makes more money with that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Than anything.
Is that part of the TKO thing, though? Is
I
it
think
just
so,
Dana?
Because the UFC owns it, I guess, because okay. now TKO owns it, because yeah. they own UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but
Dana's.
It's huge. People love it. I can't stand it.
I know. I don't like...
You haven't asked to be on it? Or
no, hey, ain't no way. Paige Van Zandt was on it.
Oh, yeah, I saw she was.
Paige Van Zandt. She's down to just whatever, dude.
Yeah, she did wrestling for a little while.
And bare knuckle fighting.
And bare knuckle fighting.
God.
Next is going to be Dancing with the Stars.
She spreads it out, man. She's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I never did. I ended up choking this kid out, and he's like, hey, I thought I was going to get expelled. But he brings me in the office. He's like, sit down, man. I'm like, bro, I'm getting in trouble. I'm getting expelled. He's like, so you want to join the wrestling team? After I choked this guy out. And at the time, I was like, oh, I can't, man. I was fighting kickboxing like every other week.
Yeah.
So I was too busy doing that.
And so do you feel as though, I mean, not this, I mean, like I'm being kind of literal, but not really. Like, do you think that was the way I said, hey, if you wrestle for us, you won't get in trouble?
I would have been like, then yeah, then I would have. I mean, if I'm getting expelled and my dad finds out, he's
oh wow,
me. Oh my gosh,
killing
that's a long night. Well,
if Wonder Mom found out,
oh, even worse.
I don't want this to happen. Nobody does, but are you at the point? Maybe if you had to take Ray, if you had to take him in a fight, maybe you'd have an edge.
Yeah, like
now,
a Ray Mysterio,
nowadays,
Dirty Dom
I like
thing.
To think so, but my dad is very sinister.
Yeah,
okay, so
he's got
I was
crazy
probably
eyes,
right
sure.
out of high school, and me and my brother, the Titan,
yep.
and a buddy of mine, Andrew Stoddard, ended up like jumping my dad.
What?
Just
out of just playing around.
Oh.
Well, my dad doesn't play.
Oh.
So he ends up getting serious, and he puts my buddy in a triangle, like a leg lock.
Yeah.
And like putting him to sleep.
And is your buddy's how old?
At the time, he was probably, I don't know, it was right out of high school, maybe 19, maybe
oh, okay.
20.
Yeah.
Put him to sleep.
Sure.
And me and my brother like backed off because we knew my dad was getting serious.
Oh my God, what a scene. God.
The buddy was the sacrificial lamb. I bet he didn't
yeah.
come back, did he?
But everybody's
like,
on
my
their...
My sister's boyfriend at one point did jujitsu. And my dad was teaching jujitsu at the time. And my dad ended up choking him, not just unconscious, but blowing out the blood vessels in his
oh
eyeballs. He squeezed him so hard.
God, I want
to remember
power.
Looking at him. I saw the blood vessels in his eyes just pop.
No way.
Yeah. Man, just.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is not a. I'm not trying to make everything dirty, but I just thought she had a mouth on her.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas.
Party hop. I'm gonna talk about later on.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every
can't do mistletoe anymore, by the way. You've been in jail or something.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit.
And then later on, Brenda?
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
I'm telling you, dude. That should be censured.
Should be. But it's a classic.
If that's just played on Facebook, it would say. According to authorities, she does not say effing. She says punkin, which that's another thing. I went the whole fall without showing my disdain for people. One of them's in this room, and it's okay. It says punkin.
Oh.
Punkin?
Oh.
pumpkin.
That is the only pie to eat during the holiday season.
But like when Paige said smashing pumpkins. Oh.
Smashing pumpkins.
Pumpkins. Pumpkins.
You know what's interesting about this song?
The what?
She recorded it when she was 13 years old.
Well, it sounds like it. Was she married to Jerry Lee Lewis at the time?
Oh.
Here comes old fat face Lewis.
That was a question. I never would have got that.
It's Bill Clinton playing.
See? You never know what it's going to be.
No mental feeling.
I'm going to try to lob you some you can get, though. And some you won't get.
Blank my balls with bells. I'm making everything dirty.
No, got to. You see people posting the pecan pie pictures. That's really gross.
You don't like pecan pie?
No. What do you mean?
Oh, I love pecan pie.
The actual picture?
The actual pie itself.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty sickening.
Why?
It doesn't touch a pumpkin pie. The other thing is, the way people were making these pecan pies.
Oh, they're so good.
There was no filling. It was actual, the whole thing was full of nuts.
God, that's a pecan sandy then.
Good.
No, when you cut it into a slice, it's nuts and crust.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Oh, Lord. That sounds like a strip club down in Florence.
The pecan itself it don't taste good. Any other nut tastes better.
That's sacrilege.
You know what? No, that's not true. Walnuts, by taste alone, are gross. Walnuts taste like they're wood nuts, like they're wooden. They're awful.
I haven't had a walnut. I haven't had a Buckeye. Don't know how those taste. Seen one. Don't really know how you'd crack it to get to it. Not real familiar with them. I've seen one in my life.
What's the, oh God, what is the other one now? If it was a skin color, it would be like albino. What is that nut? It's very sweet. Macadamia.
Yeah, I like that.
I used to love the cookies.
There are good in cookies.
Bless. I'd get all horny at the food court working at Chick-fil-A, and I'd smell them over there at the...
I'll bake some for you.
No, I don't want you to. I want the Great American Cookie Company to do it.
Probably you better than mine.
Oh,
you're right. They smell so good.
I'm like
strawberry cookie.
I just literally just started getting moist in my mouth.
When you go to the mall, do you have to get a cookie all the time?
I got a wham.
Yeah, strawberry.
Yeah.
No, I can't. But that smell is enticing.
You're right. It smells so good there.
I went to a Walmart the other day. It's like, God bless it. I didn't think about Subway for lunch, but it smells wonderful right now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Bilo used to have the best pumpkin pies because they would cook them too long. They said they couldn't sell them. Oops, overbaked. Come get them.
My mom used to make them, and then she said, I don't bother no more because... Patti LaBelle makes the best
Patti
pumpkin.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's like... I had no idea. She kind of like cornered the market in pumpkin pies as Patti LaBelle. They're in all the Walmart,
the sweet
Target,
potato pies or whatever. Those are really good too.
Maybe she does both. It's Patti LaBelle, right? Am I right with that?
Yeah, it is.
So. Okay.
But her banana pudding is, it ain't good. You can't have a little cup of pudding with two wafers on it. That ain't banana pudding.
What do you want? Like the whole thing covered in?
It's got to be homemade.
Yeah, it does.
By a Southerner, preferably.
Yeah.
They make vanilla the best wafer pudding. Cookies on top.
Yeah, well, some people like the graham crackers. Either way, it's got to have at least one of the two. It got so bad over the break. My wife made a pumpkin pie, but she pieced it out. She's like, I made it to where we each get two pieces, but I didn't know that until after I ate my two at once. I tried to buy hers. Offer. She wouldn't do it.
Let me have it.
I'll give you $10 for a slice of damn pumpkin pie.
I'll do laundry this week.
Is it labeled on the pie itself?
No, but it was cut. There's three of us. It was cut in the sixth for two apiece, however the math is. And I just wasn't paying attention. I just randomly got.
Look, it was cut into six pieces.
What
whatever
if you
a
only
sixth
got
one
piece? Piece? Who took a third?
When I get anything, it's going to be at least a couple at first. Right. Then you ask questions.
Why
later.
Didn't you buy just a couple of pies?
I didn't want to go buy like a whole pie to myself. Though I would have preferred it. I would have loved it.
Patti LaBelle sold $60 million worth of pies last year.
She's really good. I've heard of her.
Remember when they first came out? They were impossible to get. People were selling them on eBay for hundreds of bucks.
I don't know what it is about sweet potato. I had a sweet potato cake for my birthday last year, and they're so heavenly. And her pies, I hear, just melt in your mouth.
That is the grossest thing I've ever eaten in my life is a sweet potato. I couldn't. It was like, this is sick.
Oh, it's man. So no. You ain't eating them right.
Yeah. You're not Southern.
Have you had the waffle fries?
That's okay.
No, no sweet potato fries. No, I'm not touching them.
I'm telling you, they're good. You don't even have to eat them with, like, people say, oh, get you some not, honey butter
they're
some
not
cinnamon.
Too sweet. It's good.
Too sweet. It's like,
whoa, a potato should not be sweet. It shouldn't. It's going to ruin it.
It's a sweet potato. What is it supposed to taste like? Sour? That'd be just a sour butter. Potato.
Just butter. I'll eat a whole potato. Oh, man. You get a whole potato?
I love it twice baked.
When it's baked, but you let the butter drip through to the skin. I'll eat the whole skin.
This is like food porn like, talk right
now.
You
like yours loaded, fat boy, loaded with all kinds of...
Loaded with butter. That's it. No chives, no bacon, bacos,
no
none of
sour
that.
Cream.
Sour cream and
nope.
cheese?
No bacos. God. Just,
I'm like, hungry.
Just butter.
That was the worst bacon bits. Like I'd hate to, but I'd also like to know what I was really eating.
They're not
because I was not a salad person.
No, I'm becoming more of one now, but I prefer spinach.
But if you know salad came with the meal and I got to go to the bar, I would get apple rings, I'd get croutons, I'd get
ham cubes,
pepperonis,
nothing green.
Nothing green at all.
But
the bacon bits, like, what was that? It wasn't. Nobody was back there chopping up bacon, hardening it up. Like, what the
bacon flavored.
I want to look at what are bacon bits. Because you notice the word
still?
Bacon was not spelled bacon.
No.
It was like bacon bits.
I mean, look at a lot of the products. You look inside and it's like not really fruit juice. It's not really bacon.
No. It's an imitation.
Imitation only.
But you would do like me, and you'd go up to the garden bar, but you'd take that salad bowl, take it straight to the dessert bar, and fill it full of ice cream and gummy bears with fingerprints on them.
Oh.
Because people's kids can't keep stop touching.
And you would eat that?
Oh, yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
5-second rule. If they only touched it 5 seconds ago, it was fine.
That's what it was.
Oh, man. The number two most important ingredient in bacon bits, as it is here, caramel food coloring.
Ooh,
it's not really brown. What would they look like without it? It'd be like white bacon bits.
White, yeah.
Yikes.
I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.